Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. NBA playoffs, second round underway. Yesterday got started off with the Wizards and the Celtics. Celtics are looking more and more like the team that was supposed to be the number one seed.
Finally.
I don't really want to say too much about the second round right now because it's just been one game played.
Can you explain that to me? Because why is it that Boston won, but the Wizards just finished. Cleveland them been finished for a minute. Why haven't they started their series? Like, they play back to back pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the inner windings of TV. Okay. I can't call it.
They just finished playing.
I could give you an educated guess, but you know what? No. don't have it for you, sorry. But with the end of the first round finally finishing off last night with the Clippers losing to the Jazz and being bounced from the playoffs yet again, that brings the end to a career of Paul Pierce. And yes, I know he is, you know, most notably for his years as a Celtic, so that probably don't do anything much for you, being a Laker fan. But is Paul Pierce a Hall of Famer in your estimation?
Yeah, he probably get in. Considering the Hall of Fame. So let's go back. I gotta throw this in here. Okay. Shout out to Larry. So for the longest, both Larry and myself, we just figured out that the Hall of Fame is just like the Basketball Hall of Fame. When we were here, Paul Pierce in the Hall of Fame, we're like, yeah, he's an NBA, you know, Hall of Famer. But apparently, no, there's no NBA Hall of Fame. And we just realized that like a month ago.
We were having
this conversation.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, all this time when people was going in the Hall of Fame, when I was seeing NBA players, I was thinking it was the NBA Hall of Fame, not the Big Picture Basketball Hall of Fame. And so that brings me to, this is a sidebar, why is there not an NBA Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I guess they just call it they just go under that one umbrella of basketball.
Because it's people that's going to be in the Hall of Fame that may not have been in the upper echelon, like played in the Olympics, like been in the NBA, or, okay, go ahead. I'm just curious. That didn't make a lot of sense to me. And when we came to the conclusion, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. All these years, I just been thinking when I hear Shaq got into the Hall of Fame, I thought it was the NBA.
On another sidebar, since you mentioned Larry, I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there in space, so he can't avoid us with no injuries this time.
Oh Lord, yes.
Larry will be joining us for a very special NBA Finals episode coming up really soon. So everybody, look out for that. And Larry, you're on record now, so you can't not show up this time like you did two Christmases ago.
You've been pulling his engine. But yeah, so Paul Pierce is, although I'm not a Celtic fan, of course, but he did a great job for them. He was a staple for them.
He won them a foundation
for them. He won one championship. And I hate when they go to these other teams at the end of their career.
Yes, because since he left Boston, he has gone, and clearly he was downhill. He had a decent year, one decent year in Brooklyn, but ever since then, you know, it's been Washington, it's been L.A., where he's just been the elder statesman on the team. And that's basically.
I wish he had to just stay with them, and I know they all think they can still play at the end, but just be, you know, like Kobe. I'm not a, you know, Kobe stayed with us. Now, they gave him too much money at the end, but he stuck it out.
Yeah, right.
And went running around playing with other people. Because I honestly forgot he was on their team. Really.
All right. Yeah, right there toward the end of the season, they played Boston in his last regular season game at Boston, and they made a big deal out of that. And I think that's when I went, oh, yeah, Paul Pierce is a Clipper. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, we'll get more into the second round of things next week as there have been more games played, much to your dismay at this point. But the NFL draft. My 49ers, I will say this. All those people, and I put myself in this because I was questioning it myself. All those sports writers, you know, questioning the move to hire John Lynch as president or GM or whatever his title is, with no experience in the matter. All those people who will question it, boy, they sure will call him a genius in the first round.
Yeah, because I don't know how he pulled that rabbit out of the hat, but he did.
Hey.
And we got two good pieces for our defense.
And I'll be honest with you, like, although there's going to be a bunch of, you know, wait and sees with the rest of the picks, the Witherspoon kid from Colorado, I watched a bunch of his highlights, and there's only so much you can get from highlights because
highlights
can be deceiving. Trust me, I know. I've made many of them. I've made people look like superstars who were not. But yeah, the Witherspoon kid was looks like he could be a very good pickup at cornerback. Joe Williams from Utah, the running back, you know, a nice little 1-2 punch with Hyde, because Hyde seems to can't ever be, you know, healthy. So I think that'll be decent. I don't understand the kid from Iowa, Bethard, the quarterback. There was a lot of other quarterbacks on the board they could have chose at that point in the third round.
So I've seen Iowa, because they played on Fox and all.
Mm-hmm.
He probably wound up being a solid backup to whoever.
Yeah.
I know you're going to be picking people to be a backup, but...
Right.
the star quarterback out there waiting somewhere, but he'll be a solid backup.
Patriots had them another good draft. That's pretty much a yearly occurrence for them. According to, you know, I don't really know too much about anyone that they got. And looking at the list, but... according to all the ESPN and, you know, CBS and everything I've read, they seem to all give them very high grades. The LA Chargers, everybody, the question coming in was, would they choose the heir apparent to Phillip Rivers? They did not. What they did was go all in and, you know, clearly say, hey, you know, we feel like you got a couple years left in you. We're going to go all in, try to get you a championship before you retire. They got the Williams kid, Mike Williams, from the wide receiver from Clemson, Forrest Lamp, the guard, the offensive guard from Western Kentucky, big old boy. And he lasted a good while, almost, you know, halfway through the second round. And he was like literally the best available. You know how they have at the draft best available listed on the screen.
Right.
He was like the number one best available, like through halfway through the first round, all the way to when he was picked in the second round. And I was thinking, if they don't pick this big old boy, I mean, he's huge. I've seen him play. And there ain't too many offensive linemen that I recognize, you know, on TV. But he's easy to, you know, you see him. He's a big, big presence. But speaking of him, and this transition into something we'll get into next, but Mel Kiper was on TV yesterday, and I thought this was hilarious. He had the most beautiful pun when it came, and it was so unintentional. And you could see it on screen when the girl called him out on screen. He did not intend for it at all. But he said, He said that, you know, Forrest Lamp is something. Lamp is one, something they can, you know, plug in immediately in L.A. And the girl called him. I said, I see what you did there, you know, with Lamp and plugging him in. I like that. Yeah, but that, it was hilarious. I can't, you know, replicate it here, but it was hilarious how he said it. You know, it was completely unintentional, but a beautiful pun. And speaking of puns, you have something new for the show.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have a new piece called Punning Around. So these puns must be intended, and we would like your participation. Brian will give you the Twitter information where you can send your puns if we think they're good. We will put them on our next episode. So here's an example of punning around. So the pun must be intended. If you kill a car, is that vehicular homicide? Dun 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 dun.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, God. So, me, Larry, my siblings, we have been doing puns, like, just all weekend. Like, I don't even know why this popped in my head. I was driving home, actually, when it popped in my head. So, I started telling everybody, because I saw, it was Pun Intended Challenge or something on YouTube. But it didn't seem like a lot of people were participating in the Pun Intended Challenge. But I was like, we're going to put punning around on our show. So we want y'all to put, you know, tweet us at, or give them a tweet.
Yeah, the Twitter, our Twitter handle is at the Mac T Show, at TheMacTShow on Twitter. And the email address is the Mac N T Show. That's TheMac, the letter N, TShow at gmail.com. And you can find that below our video here on YouTube. You can find that in the information below. So send us those puns.
The pun must be intended. Like, if your watch dies, is that killing time? Dun, 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 dun.
What about it? Hold on,
I got one. They don't have to be funny, people. So some of the ones I do later on not funny, and I got crickets one time. I was like, y'all gotta get it. But I got more for y'all. Come on.
What's the one room in the house that a skeleton can't enter?
You gotta get a pun, Brian. You're punning around. You don't get. It's not a question, really.
The living room. The skeleton can't enter the living room.
Okay, but it's not a riddle. You gotta give it all together. We're gonna have to cut this piece out. Now go back and say it all together. You pause and then you get an answer. It's not really a riddle. You just pause for a bit. You ready? All right, go.
What room in your house can a skeleton not enter? Dum, dum, dum. The living room.
Brian, that's not a pun.
It is a pun. This segment is bombing.
Oh, you killing it.
But anyway, like we said, you can send your puns to at the Mac T Show on Twitter or at the Mac N T Show at gmail.com. And that information is below the video today.
People, please be mindful that a pun has double meaning. So when I say kill a car, vehicular homicide is something when you might kill a person, but vehicular homicide, killing a car, that's the double meaning. Got it. It was a struggle for me to get some other people to understand this, that the pun has a double meaning, but you intended to do it. Like the watch and the plugging in the lamp or whoever you said, even though they didn't intend to do it, that was a double meaning. Come on, people.
Hey.
Send us some good ones. Be ready.
Yes.
No foul language.
Yes, please keep all that to a minimal. But moving on from that, do you have a chanting and ranting today?
Let me look. Because sometimes I put my chanting and ranting, I have to put them down because I'll see stuff and be like, I need to talk about this because they're getting on my nerves. I don't think anything's really gotten on my nerves this week. Besides some of the stuff that's happening on Shots Fired,
Let's combine those.
Stuff that's happening on there.
Yeah, because that, you know, that's the next topic. So let's just combine them. Shots fired, hour six, the fire this time. They and it's apropos that we had this episode turn out this way, because I also watched the ABC, I guess it was, documentary on the LA riots that they had last week. I was able to catch I recorded it and saw it this past weekend. And it's just funny that shots fired coincided with that this week, even though they're on two different stations, with the, you know, the rioting in the streets. And yeah, I think I kind of got it from the previews that the young man Sean, whose brother Joey Campbell had died in the beginning of the, you know, that it's one of the investigations that are going on right now. I kind of got it from the previews that he was going to do something to get himself arrested, and he did. And I'm sad about it, but so much going on.
That's one thing I didn't like either. I'm like, okay, why did y'all make him do something to go to jail? Now, he could have been frustrated all this time and did whatever, but he picks up this trash can and bam, sent it to the police car, and now he in jail. Mom's sitting outside the jail and can't get him out. But besides that, I'm tired of, is it Alex? What's her name? Asia? What's her name? Sonata's person.
Ash.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired of Ash giving away her hand. She could never play poker because what she did was dirty with the ex. And now we see why he playing dirty. Because she cheated on him when they were together. And now he on that get back, so he got an opportunity to get back at her. So he want to try to ruin the daughter's life. Because at the end of the day, that's really what's going to hurt, if that if the mom is not in her life. Because she is old enough now that she would miss her if she was like, she can't hardly ever come see her alone.
Right.
And that other woman can't take her place. But for you to try to set him up and have sex with him or whatever, and then play the tape back, I'm like, dude, why would you do that? Like, you know, like, you should have just held that card until you really needed it. But no, she wanted to tell him right after the fact. And then now he gonna be on some more get back. Like, he got the upper hand right now. You can't be, I just can't. I ain't like the way they played that.
No, I
did like that they showed why he was being so nasty, because I was like, why is he doing this? Like, yeah, she got some issues, but there's nothing that's gonna harm this child. But he on some get back. Because he mad about her cheating however long ago.
Yeah, I feel like they're just constantly playing this game of trying to one up the other one and trying to get back with, you know, trying to get back at them. Oh, okay, you gonna do this to me? Well, okay, we'll see what I do to you. It's just, and as far as going back to Sean throwing the trash can at the police car, and, you know, then you got the scene at the police station where his mama's outside trying to get in to see the boy. They won't let her see him. Her and Preston have a moment outside where she kind of, you know, don't nobody in town trust Preston and Ash and what they're doing. It's white or black, pretty much. And it's more on the black side, it's more just out of fear, like, okay, you just coming in here causing trouble for all of us.
And you're going to make it worse.
Yeah, you're just making it worse for all of us. And I feel like in both of those situations, that Sean and then the mama and how they handle both of those situations, it's just, they're so angry and so frustrated with what has gone on with, you know, Joey Campbell being, you know, the brother and the son who has passed away, shot by the cops. They're so angry at that situation that it's almost like, you know, that it's all bubbling over. It's all coming to the surface. Somebody's got to be to blame. So Sean comes out, he just unleashes his rage in the matter that he did, seeing all the rioting going on. He gets caught up in that, and the mom who just lashes out at Preston, who I truly believe has good intentions, as far as, you know, trying to make everything right. They're there for the Joey Carr Jesse Carr murder, obviously, but also trying to come and piece it together with this other high-profile murder who's not getting any attention. It's just, this episode had a had a lot of anger built up in it. We never did, I still want to know why Pastor Janae got in the car with
Well, they ain't shown that. They tricked us, because that didn't happen last week. That must is about to happen. But she is setting up. She made them people ride. If you paid attention, she was building up, like, the making the water boil, if you want to say.
Right.
She was building it up into church. And I was like, she is inciting them to ride, which is against the law. But she was inciting the people for that ride to happen.
Right.
And you remember a couple of episodes in, she told the governor, I believe it was, she was like, who told you I didn't want this to be like Ferguson? And I was like, she want a ride. She want all this.
Yep.
And she may be working with the man that killed the black guy. We might find that out in the end, that they might be trying to get rid of the governor. Because this ain't going to look good for the governor, all that's going on.
And let me just say, I cannot think of his name on the show at this point. I really can't think of his character's name, but Richard Dreyfuss, who was the guy that we're speaking of, that we think Pastor Janae is working with, he is playing this character perfectly. This old Colonel Sanders type character. He's just old Southern gentleman who thinks he's above everybody, above you, above me, above the law, above it all, you know, because I got money. He just playing that character so perfectly, and
So yes, that's she inciting riots. The governor is out of control.
The man that wants the prison built,
he don't got a tank out there. I don't even know why he has that, but he is also trying to build a prison, so I don't know what that's about.
Right.
It's just so much going on. How many episodes we got left for this? Because I can't take too much more. They're getting on my nerves now.
I think we go to 10 in this first season, I think.
What we on now?
Well, this week will be hour 7.
Okay, so we got about 3 more. Because I'm just tired. You know, they ain't got but a week left because the FBI done told Ash, all right, y'all got a week to wrap this up. We going to send somebody else down now. And I don't know why Ash didn't just tell them, look, yeah, they said they found a connection between the weed, but come on, man. All of a sudden, you miraculously found a connection between the weed by somebody that was in jail saying, yeah, I sold the drugs.
You know what? And one other thing we forgot to mention, Officer Beck, is he on suspend? What did they suspend him? Or what
happened? Yeah, he's suspended. Okay. And he can't with pay.
So he's out of the police force right now.
Yeah, he's frustrated.
Yeah, he's all upset and frustrated. And I truly believe eventually he's gonna come and start working with Preston and Ash.
Well, I don't, because Preston, I'm chatting again and renting.
Oh yeah.
That's another thing. He went to the man's house, he had a decent conversation with him, and then you gotta ask a dumb question.
Wait,
did you really mean what you said when you said you had the license to steal crackers?
Right.
Come on. You would have, like, you was befriending him, you was, right, I was like, really? Really, are you that dumb and naive because this your first case?
Wait, how about when when the wife opened the door?
She wasn't about to let him in.
She said, I know who you are.
She was not about to let him in, so that's a mess.
Oh, goodness, yeah. Oh, yeah, this episode was definitely the most frustrating out of all of them, just with everything that's going on. So
yeah, that was frustrating. But I'm glad to know why the baby's father is doing this, because he's mad about something that happened so long ago, and that's the only reason that he is doing it.
And they kind of they never really gave you that early. They kind of inferred that something else was going on. But
they just act like it was. They tried to imply that it was just she had a bad temper,
right? And they tried to make it like that was the only reason. But this now makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, a lot more. But she do need some help, and the therapist, I'm just not, I ain't feeling the therapist right now either. Now, he don't have one session with her. How he come up with that she got post-traumatic something, something, something? Because she didn't even really talk to him.
Yeah, I'm thinking that he's planned to take her down.
He could be friends with the police officer that said he was coming. All we know.
But,
yes, so, shots fired. Good with show, people.
Yeah. Getting more interesting by the hour.
They'll get,
No pun intended.
Okay, so you don't, no pun intended. Shots fired. Marlon Wayne got a new show coming out in August. Hopefully, they make it. It was supposed to come out earlier, but it's called Marlon. Did you look up the trailer?
Yes, I did.
There hilarious. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good. Excited about that, but I'm not trying to rush through my summer. They got a lot of movies coming out this summer too, which we talked about. I'm still worried about Wonder Woman, but it's another story for another time, I guess.
Yeah.
And we failed to mention, did you watch the new edition?
Yes, this new edition story, yes. We
haven't checked out that. I haven't seen but the first one, but oh my goodness. Who knew? Did you know that they had been in that group that young? Like, they started and they was 8, 9, 10, something crazy.
I knew that they were young. I did not know they were that young. I thought they were at least teenage.
Yeah. They were preteen, some of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, some of them were very young.
So, that should, go check that out. That should win an award. I doubt if it will. So, it might win some small awards next award season. But it was a very good documentary. And all the guys said that was more than happened, but of course they can only do so much in so little time.
Right.
They had 3 episodes, so it was like 3 hours of thereabout.
Yeah.
Showtime. Any other movies that we missed coming out?
No, we pretty much said a couple of them a couple weeks back. We talked about this, that, and the other coming out.
Guardians of the Galaxy should be good. I want to see I Am Groot. That's all you know how to say. I Am Groot.
Yes, that's going to be interesting. I caught the first one the other day just to rehash everything, get myself ready for the second volume. So that'll be interesting. Yeah, I think.
Fate of the Furious, is it still holding at number one?
I think it's still going number one. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson special. Because at this point, they've really just become, you know, just a recurring.
Maybe that's the beef of then, that he's becoming the main guy and Ben is eating out.
Well, Ben need to chill because The Rock's the only thing keeping that series alive. In my opinion.
Right. Because when they brought him in, they did give it a fresh shot in the arm. So.
Well, yes. Yeah, people, send your puns. At
send your
the
puns.
Mac T Show on Twitter. Or email them at the Mac, letter N, T Show at gmail.com. And all that information, like I said, is below. That's going to be our show for today. As always, I'm your co-host, Brian McKay, and I am with...
T, I love punning around Davis.
This has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows. Sports and world news. Coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.